We're talking with Lauren Sisler, ESPN broadcaster, author, and speaker, and specifically the author of the new book, Shatterproof, How I Overcame the Shame of Losing My Parents to Opioid Addiction and Found My Sideline Shimmy. Lauren, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. It's always an honor, and I love getting to catch up with you. Always a words of encouragement and a bright light as we've meandered our way through the TV industry together and been here in Alabama for quite some time alongside one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So quick backstory, you and I have known each other for goodness. I mean, I think like more than 10 years, probably going back to my time in Mobile and television at Fox 10 and you at CBS 42 until 2016. We exchanged videos and, you know, saw each other on the sidelines covering similar sporting events, specifically Division I college football. And that's kind of where you've made your jump after your time at CBS 42, going to ESPN full time. And so now you are at ESPN as a broadcaster, a sideline reporter. We see you on social media dancing. I mean, that's kind of your sideline shimmy, as you said, on the cover of your new book. We'll get to that in a minute. But specifically, you have this new book out. It's called Shatterproof, and it's coming out, I should say, on October 1st, just in a few days. And I know you are so excited about this. The story behind it is just something of resilience, I think, if you were to encapsulate it into one word. Take us through why you wrote this book, why this time, and what the story is really about.
Yeah, you know, for a long time, people would hear my story and say, man, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. And of course, I was like, I don't know how to write a book. Like, where do I even start with writing a book? And so, you know, it finally got to the point where I was like, you know, I'm going to figure this thing out. I'm going to figure out how to get this thing done. And so really a lot of it was just kind of digging in. And I'd gotten to a point in my career with broadcasting and kind of where I was at and ultimately owning my story that I felt like it was now time to get it out there on a different platform, you know, because I have been doing a lot of public speaking and, you know, kind of all over the place, of course, social media and this and that. And I'm very open about it. And I love to share with support groups and advocacy groups and, you know, corporate events and different things like that. But finally I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this. And so putting pen to paper certainly was is a labor of love. It took a couple years to get it done. And now here we are about 2.5 years after we started this process. Ready to release it October 1st. I'm so excited. We're here.
I know you were thrilled.
It's just, it's just crazy. Yeah. It's been a wild journey, but, you know, the whole concept behind Shatterproof is, you know, it's sort of this vision of someone takes a baseball bat and shatters your life into a million pieces. And then you're left to, kind of pick up those pieces and put them back together. And I think that that is what I want to encourage people is that we have the capacity as human beings to build that resilience and to put those pieces back together. It is possible. We can do it and make this beautiful piece of art out of it. And, you know, for me, the moment that shattered my life was when I got a call from my dad. I was a freshman at Rutgers living out my dream on scholarship. And he called to tell me that my mom died. And it was just a shock because I just talked to her on the phone hours before, talked to him on the phone. Everything seemed normal. She's 45 years old. And he said, get on the next plane you can, and I'll be at the airport to pick you up. And unfortunately, he never did show up that day. And instead, it was my uncle and my cousin who had to deliver the news that my dad, too, had passed away. And it was just, of course, as you can imagine, being 18 years old, completely shocking, devastating, heartbreaking, my two best friends now figuring out how I'm going to live life without them. But then there was this piece of shame that I carried with me for so many years. Because, of course, the big question is, what happened? And I could never answer that question honestly and openly with people because I felt so much shame for how my parents died that day on March 24th of 2003, because as indicated in the subtitle there, they both died of opioid overdoses. And, you know, it's just there's such a stigma associated with addiction and substance abuse. And, you know, my parents couldn't possibly be, you know, abusing medication. They couldn't possibly abusing the prescription drugs they were taking. And yet they were. And, you know, I realized in this journey, Michael, that my parents aren't defined by how they did, but my parents aren't defined by how they died, but by how they lived their lives. And, you know, it's something that I've tried to stand on and kind of become a foundation for me in sharing their story with hope of unlocking the pain that someone else might be experiencing because of their story and the shame that they might be feeling because of the circumstances they're in.
Lauren, I cannot imagine that shock and that pain that you felt at as an 18-year-old in college, you know, obviously, you know, being away from home and being feeling, in a sense, kind of helpless, you know, in a moment of such trauma. And I know that, and I feel like over this course of the past, 20 plus years, that you have worked through that in these ways of communicating with people in these types of settings, as you just mentioned, you know, speaking to advocacy groups, helping mentor in some capacity to people who may be going through similar situations. And what gratitude and purpose and feeling does that give you to know that you are making an impact on people using your own personal story?
Let me tell you, I mean, it's been a journey. It's been one that, you know, and I want to preface it by saying this, it didn't all happen overnight, right? This has been a very long journey to get here, to having this willingness to share, this courage and openness to share. But the gratitude that I felt in all of it, I mean, man, I'll tell you what, like just, you know, sharing their story, number one, like the fear that I had of judgment just completely went out the window because, you know, everyone was like, wow, I can't believe your parents went through that. Wish we could have helped them. We love them so much and we love you all and we want to support you. Like that was the thing, you know, I was so fearful people were just going to push away and just judge us. And that wasn't the case. It was the opposite. And then ultimately it gave other people the opportunity to speak up and say, hey, I'm going through this or my family's going through this. I know someone that knows someone or whatever that's experiencing addiction. And so I think that it's been so amazing in that sense. And I would say the gratitude piece is because I think the lens that I've been given through this process has given me, to me is such a gift. I would say this lens that has been generated from the tragic experiences has been such a gift for me. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, that I'm able to use it in such a positive way and to give back to people and create a platform for people to share their voice and share their stories and to feel heard, to be seen, and to feel worthy. And I think that's all what it's about, right? You know, because we're all going through something and, you know, we have a choice at how we're going to respond. And I think that if we can kind of get out in front of it and be open and be vulnerable, it can only benefit and help other people to do the same and to really find that joy and purpose and meaning in their lives.
We're talking with Lauren Sisler, ESPN broadcaster, speaker, and author of the new book, Shatterproof, out on Tuesday, October 1st. Lauren, before we dive into, you know, where people can get their book and you know, what you're up to these days, you just kind of told this compelling story of your parents and the resilience that you've been through over this course of time. What would you say they would say about you today, seeing how you have taken this story and lived it and impacted others?
Yeah. I love that. You know, I will say this, and it's really something I've been leaning into lately. You know, when someone passes away, you know, obviously a lot of time goes by and you never forget about them, of course, and their memory still lives. But I never thought I could love my parents more than I did when they were here. They were my best friends. They were the two people that I love more than anything in this world. And it's wild to me that in the 21 years they've been absent and been gone, of course, you know, their spirit's still alive very much. I can feel it every day, but gosh, I feel like my love for them has only grown exponentially since they passed. And it's crazy to me. And I think a lot of that just has to do with the fact that like I have kept their story alive. And while, you know, there was fear of shame in the initial stages, I stand, you know, with great pride knowing that they are with me and that their story is making an impact. And I just feel like, you know, there is something to be said about knowing that you're making someone proud, even in their absence. And I do feel like, you know, by sharing their story and being open and open and honest about it, it is truly keeping their legacy alive. And, you know, I certainly feel that they would be proud of that. And I think they would be proud to see that their story is making a difference and that their story is impacting people's lives. And, you know, my mantra, Michael, is fall in love with your story. And I feel like they might not have loved their story when they were here. This is probably the first time I've actually said this out loud, a little emotional. I think it was hard for them to love their story when they were here, but I sure hope that they love their story now.
That's beautifully said. I've got goosebumps and tears in my eyes just hearing you say that. And I know that, you know, your story that you share, you is the proverbial you, you know, is only from one perspective. And when you tell it, you know, your hope is that other people will hear it with open arms and be received in a way that you intended it to be. And I know that that's what's in this book, Shatterproof. So the book is out on Tuesday. Where can people get the book? How can they get in touch with you, you know, and follow you and all the good things?
All the good things, right? Gotta come shimmy with me, right?
Exactly.
Of course. You know, the book is available on most every platform, Amazon, as well as bookshop.org. If you like to shop local with independent bookstores, also on like barnesandnoble.com, it'll be basically across all the .com platforms as well as Amazon. You'll find it in some of the independent bookstores, including one here in Birmingham and Homewood, Little Professor. And, you can get the hardcover, the ebook, and the audio version. So there's three options for you. I did actually narrate the audio version, which is pretty cool, kind of full circle moment for me. I would love to just connect with you. Website, laurensisler.com. If you go to laurensisler.com, you can log in and sign up for newsletters, just checking in, getting updates. Would love to connect with you on social media as well, at Lauren Sisler on every platform. So reach out. Shoot me an email, shoot me a note on my website, sign up for newsletters and get your book. And I would love it if you get a book, leave a review, because that always helps with all the, you know, the algorithms and stuff online. And, you know, I just want to get this in as many people's hands as possible, right? Meet them where they're at, whatever they're going through, whatever shame they're feeling, whatever circumstances has them feeling less than. I want to help them get past that to see their worth and their value and see that they are beautiful, and that their stories are beautiful. So that's my hope. And I just thank you all for your love and support.
Absolutely. Before we let you go, I'd be remiss to ask, you know, you're going to be at Texas Tech this week versus Cincinnati, that game on ESPN2 at 7:00. And you just mentioned a minute ago about your sideline shimmy. How did that come about? And how did this become so popular on social media? You see you dancing everywhere. It's hilarious. I know you love it.
It's just a thing. It actually is therapy. It became therapy for me because I used to get so nervous before I'd go live on TV. I still get nervous. And it was just a way for me to calm the nerves, redistribute some of the nervous energy. And so here we are, you know, dancing around on the sidelines. Didn't know the cameras were rolling. Somehow the cameras caught me because they're always rolling. Mic is always hot. And so lo and behold, they were recording me this whole time back in Bristol when I was working for this particular crew in 2019. Posted it on social media. Everyone loved it, and it kind of took off from there. And so everyone was literally like demanding, "Where's the sideline shimmy?" And so it's kind of a weekly thing, and you know, it's just something I do before games. I do before I go out on stage. I do before, you know, I'm just in a situation where I want to calm the nerves. And ultimately, it has become something that I think has brought joy to me in my job, but also what I hope brings joy to other people. And so I hope to encourage people to find their version of their sideline shimmy.
Well, we always look forward to seeing you shimmy on the sidelines and look forward to that on social media as well. You can get Lauren Sisler's new book, Shatterproof, out on Tuesday, wherever you get your books. And of course, look for her on the third hour of Good Morning America on Tuesday as well. Lauren, best of luck and so much love to you and your family, to John and to Mason as well. And of course, that sweet yellow lab magnolia. We know you love everybody, love your little family there.
Thank
you. And safe travels as you continue this football season. Looking forward to great things.
All right. Sounds good, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.